Hi there. The word for you today is when they're gossiping about you. Proverbs 26, verse 20. Solomon writes, without gossips, conflict calms down. So when they're gossiping about you, do these three things. Number one, when necessary, confront the gossiper. If they're a Christian, stand on this scripture. Jesus gave it to us in Matthew 18, verse 15. If your fellow believer sins against you, go and tell him in private what he did wrong. If he listens to you, you have helped that person to be your brother or sister again. Isn't that good? Now, your goal in confronting them isn't to prove them wrong and you right. It's to bring reconciliation and preserve unity in God's family. Watch your tone. Ephesians 4:26 says, don't sin by letting anger control you. Stick to the facts. Without putting the other person on the defensive, seek to find reconciliation or a resolution that stops the gossip and repairs the damage. If they're willing to acknowledge their part, be ready to forgive and let it go. And even if they're not, forgive them anyhow, just as God, Ephesians 4:32, in Christ, has forgiven you. So forgive for your own sake and for God's sake. And remember, they may continue to be your brother or sister without being your trusted friend. Forgiveness is a must, but trust must be earned. Here's another thought. Don't let gossip diminish your self-worth. If your self-worth depends on what others say or think about you, you'll always feel down when you're put down. Let your self-worth rest on what God's word says about you. Regardless of your imperfections, the Bible says these three things about you. Psalm 107, verse 2, you are the redeemed of the Lord. Ephesians 1 and 6, you are accepted in the Beloved. And 2 Corinthians 5:21, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Isn't that great? Focus on God's opinion of you. And Jude 20 says, build yourself up in your most holy faith. And that's how you do it, with the Word of God. Number 3, don't judge others by rumor mill reports. Whether gossip is truth-based or false, its intent is always to hurt and destroy. So don't do Satan's work for him.